You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Jeremy and I are appalled.
Oh, come on.
What? I'm appalled that we are talking about Christmas decorations and stuff, and Emily off the air is talking about stapling up Christmas lights inside her house around the window, and I had to stop her. I said, wait a minute. You're telling me that you're putting staple holes in the wood.
In the trim
inside your house around the windows.
Along the inside. Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
You think it's better to put holes in your trim inside than outside?
They're little staples. How else are you supposed to
put it? Yeah, but year after year, you're going to have like a bazillion little holes in your trim.
You've got holes in your trim.
There's not a lot. They're not that big.
Sticky things that you can put up now. You stick them with the hooks, you know?
And then
you hang your lights
to,
on
to
them.
Rip all the paint off?
No. They're paint friendly, and then you pull the little tab at the bottom and they come right off.
Oh, the ones that MC Hammer is hawking.
Yeah, like those.
I love me some MC Hammer.
Because in that commercial, the lady's putting holes in her fireplace trim.
So, okay, this is my big... Dom's been to my house... So it's the big window in my kitchen that overlooks the backyard and like the green. And so there's like a in between like the actual window and the wall. It's like, you know, yeah, like 3 inches on the inside.
Trim. Yes. And it's, I would not want to put holes in my house on
the
inside.
It's not like they're huge 10-inch nails. They're little staples.
Yeah, but then you multiply that by like 100 staples all the way around.
I'm not securing it, you know, for a hurricane
year
or anything.
Year
hey, God willing, year after year.
Listen to me. And I mean this with all love and affection. Okay?
Wait.
Just let me get it out.
All right.
I say this with love and affection because I have so much of this in my blood, too. So in other words, I'm not putting anything on you that I don't put on myself as well. Have you got that disclaimer? But that's very white trash-ish, wouldn't you say, Jeremy? Staple gunning stuff on the inside around your window.
Yes.
It's kind of something my family would have done.
Did you just call me white trash?
Look, 100% of our listeners have some element of white trash in them. A little bit. And that's yours. It doesn't make you special. Everybody has a little bit of white trash.
When you sell that house, people are going to be like, I don't want to replace all the trim in this house because it's got a million holes in it.
You're going to have to putty and paint.
I would just like to say, zip it. This is only my third Christmas. I do not know how to put up Christmas lights properly.
You heard of tape?
Obviously. Tape doesn't work. They're too heavy.
I'll tell you what,
I got some Christmas lights here. I'm just going to staple them up inside the house.
Mama, grab me the stapler.
The whole point of that story was that the staple gun is, my mom got it before I was born. I was using this, like, she is getting her money out of it.
Does your mom know how to put up lights?
We've never done, no.
What?
Staples.
This is basic Christmas 101 here.
Well, I missed that class being a J-dub.
Mama, where's our little old red stapler? I gotta put up some
Christmas
lights.
It is red. It's a staple gun.
Mama.
I think you guys can both jump out this window.
What is this tape here, Mama? Get me a staple gun. Get the industrial one.
You know what? My lights are up, and they look glorious. And that's really what matters.
And Mama, I can't get the tree up straight. That's all right. We're just going to nail it to the floor.
Get some rope.
I'm going to nail it to the floor so it don't tip over.
And, you know, it sets off a glow for the entire kitchen living room area. It's beautiful. I'm glad. Thank God for those staples. They're really holding my life together.
Mama, what time we having possum for Christmas dinner?
Dinner lit by the lights in my kitchen, held up by
drinking
staples.
Some white lightning.
You can barely even see the staples, too. It's like they're floating. It's like God sent down these lights to just float around my window.
So anyway, Jeremy and I had a lot of fun with this.
Yes, we did. Mama!
Somebody's going to come over there like, do you have termites, Emily? No, that's just where I staple up my lights.
That's where I celebrate the joy of Christmas.
Little baby Jesus, he's my favorite baby.
We are going to come right back.
I hate you.
Nah, I don't hate you. We are going to come right back, and we're going to talk another angle of Christmas. In this case, the Christmas cookies, the fruitcake. And Jeremy wants to now take aim at me and say that I'm some sort of weirdo just because there's something with Christmas I've never experienced.
Is it white trashy, I hope?
Mama, get the glue gun. We're putting together a gingerbread house.
That's all coming up next, right here at Mix 100. I've been giving some thought to Christmas cookies, and I've decided that they're good if you don't put icing on them.
That's pretty much everything in life.
If you don't put icing
on them?
Yeah, I'm cake. The guy who, if I have cake, I try to scrape off most of the icing. Yeah. And I know there are some people who just want to eat a tub of icing. So we would actually be very compatible. I would have to like marry somebody who just wants the icing. I'll scrape that off. She can shove that in her mouth, and I'll have the cake.
But then Christmas, she'll gain a few pounds, and then you'll leave her.
And then I'll leave her, and then
circle, of
circle of life.
Start all over again.
Plenty more fish in that icing-filled sea, buddy.
Merry Christmas. I'm leaving you.
But Christmas cookies. Yeah, no icing on those, please.
I had an icing experience on Saturday. It was all over the kitchen because we put together the Christmas gingerbread house, which little Reed asked for. He's like, Papa, Papa, can we go get a gingerbread house and make it? I was like, hells yeah, we can. It's not Christmas until you make the gingerbread house.
What five-year-old asks for a gingerbread house? How does he even know what they are?
And when did Reed become a British
Papa!
Orphan?
Please.
Please, Papa.
Well, you're crazy. Every five-year-old kid at Christmas knows what a gingerbread house is. That's the spirit of Christmas.
Even I know.
That's where the little gingerbread men live to celebrate Christmas, Dom.
I've seen gingerbread men before. Look at a load of this. In my entire life, I have never even seen a gingerbread house except in pictures, television, and movies.
No.
Truth.
It's absolutely. Craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
You're not looking because the joy of Christmas
has left your heart. It's possible that I'm not noticing them at all, but I don't. You could put a gingerbread house in front of me, I'd be like,
what is this foreign object in front of me? You wouldn't even know what it is?
First of all,
I'm telling you, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why is it so dumb? It's just the.
You raised a child, Dom. You never had an experience with the gingerbread house.
Yes, and he never once said, Papa, can I have a gingerbread house?
It's there in Christmas movies, they're on Christmas sweaters, they're in the malls.
Where did the gingerbread men live?
I don't know. I've just never seen a gingerbread. I've never had a gingerbread house in my house ever in my entire life.
Well, you've led a sad life.
Let me ask you, if you want to talk about dumb, let me ask a dumb question. Do you eat these things? Because it seems like they would be stale and horrible.
Like, it's been sitting out on the counter now for, since Saturday, and it's going to sit there until Christmas.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard.
You can use them as a weapon.
I mean, I think you could still consume it. It's just hard icing and sugar candy and gingerbread.
Yeah, like gumdrops.
And it's essentially a giant cookie.
A little magic.
You know, I figure if I've gone this far through my life without gingerbread house,
so fun.
I will continue to. I'll probably die never having a gingerbread house.
Why don't you go get one?
Weep for me.
And you can decorate it.
I did a fun little date night with you and your lady friend.
I didn't even put up my Christmas bush this year.
You haven't put that thing up in years.
Two years. This is the second year in a row that I have not put up the Christmas bush.
You're taking some of the power of this holiday out of the world.
I don't know what it is. Here's the thing. I like Christmas. I do. I don't like all the...
Doesn't seem like it.
This is going to sound weird to people. I like Christmas a lot. I don't like the trappings of Christmas. Does that make me a weirdo?
Why does it have to be a trapping? Why don't you just do it and enjoy
yourself? It's a gingerbread
house.
But no matter what you say, it's still a trapping of Christmas.
Like
putting
what?
Putting up the Christmas bush or going out and buying a gingerbread house or going outside and putting a ladder up and stapling Christmas lights to your house. I'm not into any of that. I just like celebrating the holiday.
She just wants gifts.
She's not into
You're
joy.
Greedy. You just want the gifts.
No. You're just into the cash, the joy.
I don't want to do the whole pot and meet Mr. Kettle over here, Jeremy, but it's just that I don't put stuff up.
Silver bells deep into Christmas. I don't care about the
I don't care about the gifts.
I've said it
Is
all,
that what you were about to say?
I've said it since November 1st.
You go out and buy your own Christmas gifts.
No, that I've told my mom, like, no more Christmas gifts. I don't want to do it anymore.
So she's going to pare down from 30 to 18 this year for you? Is that it?
As long as it slowly dwindles down to nothing.
You realize,
and all we do on Christmas morning is make a gingerbread house. Yeah. It's going to be fine.
That I am not the only person listening right now to this show who loves the holiday doesn't love the trappings.
Well,
there are a lot of people like
trappings.
But that's what they are.
Fun.
It's not a bad word.
No, it's getting in the spirit.
Hold on. I'm gonna go ahead. And
I like
change
the holiday.
I'm not crazy
about the decorations.
Okay, I want you to get on your computer. I want you to Google Christine McConnell. Okay,
What's her deal?
Not only is she fine, is she fine as heck, she is an artist who did a gingerbread house
It's a life-size gingerbread house, right?
Yes.
And you can live in it.
So cool.
Everybody can live in a gingerbread house.
She took an actual house and
what
she
if it rains, decorate.
Though? No, it's all like.
This is the weirdest freaking website I have ever seen. It's
Christine
a woman.
Christine McConnell and then do gingerbread house. Mm-hmm. Google
it's
it.
It's a woman who is dressed like a 50s housewife. She's by an old refrigerator where an octopus is coming out and grasping her around the waist.
Okay, that wasn't
nothing,
the gingerbread house.
Nothing
scene.
Screams
okay.
Christmas like
go
this.
Back. Christine it's the Christmas octopus. Gingerbread house.
I'm done looking at that. What is, you know, there are other people who feel the same way that it's like, yeah, can we just celebrate the holiday without?
Their names are Scrooge and the Grinch. Mm-hmm. Those are the two other people.
God, Mix 100. Hi, good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Molly.
Hey, Molly, turn your radio all the way down. You understand what I'm saying, though, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Back me up on this.
I am 100% with you. I'm known as a Grinch around my circle of friends and coworkers, but I catch the holiday spirit at like the 23rd.
Yeah.
I believe Christmas is 12 days long. There's a song about it.
Like, right.
It's not 2 months, and it's not lights, and it's not all the
just because
stuff we
you
go through.
Just because you and I are not sucked into this whole, you know, it's not even Hollywoodized.
Commercialization is what it is.
Well, there's commercialization, but we're not sucked into all of the phoniness that surrounds it. We're more into the being with family and friends and loved ones.
It's not, just because there's lights doesn't mean that's what it's about. It's just the lights are very pretty. What do you have against pretty things, Molly?
And you're also misunderstanding.
Pain in the butt.
Yes.
And what is the point of pain? Like, that's, you're not enjoying them. They're for other people. They're on the outside of your house.
You're bringing other people joy then. That doesn't bring you joy then?
You don't go drive around and just look at lights and enjoy with your loved ones and just enjoy a little jaunt around the city?
No.
Oh my God, Molly!
I bet Molly
is also like me in that I'm not trying to change anyone else's mind. For people who love to do this, I'm happy for them. That's great. I just don't need to put up 800 things at my house to try to show off to people that I'm in the holiday spirit. I'm in the holiday spirit inside my chest.
I can't see that, though.
No, it's so black in there.
I can't see it, Dom.
Dom, you and me, I feel you.
That's right. That's right.
Molly? You guys need to hang out.
You guys should probably,
go off together and have children.
I'm sad.
Go in a cave and never again enjoy pretty things.
Molly, I'm so glad you called, and I hope you have a terrific day.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Bye, Molly.
Merry Christmas.
And may I say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
She wants somebody to take her to the
she
Christmas
just
side of
hating
things.
On Dawn.
That was me a few years ago. She just needs, she needs a hug.
She needs the joy down in her heart. Down in her heart.
Where?
Down in her heart today.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.